Can you ask them, in which aisle do you find the paper towels? The them in this case are robots at work at Stop and Shop grocery stores in Massachusetts. Another example of artificial intelligence in the retail industry, and one that concerns unionized Stop and Shop workers whose contract talks with a grocery chain have stalled. WBUR's Miranda Suarez has our story.
That beeping isn't coming from a checkout line. It comes from Marty the robot, a 6-foot-tall gray pillar with googly eyes. Marty rolls around the store, scanning the floor for trash and spills. When he finds a price tag in front of the Easter candy,
caution, hazard detected. Precaución, peligro detectado.
Marty snaps a picture and sends it to a worker in a facility hundreds of miles away to confirm the hazard. The robot alerts a Stop and Shop employee who scoops up the tag and presses a button to send Marty on his way. Some employees worry that robots like Marty could one day take over human jobs. Jim Carvalho is the political director for the union that represents 10,000 Stop and Shop employees in Massachusetts.
I think a lot of people will look at this automation in any sense and say, well, that's the future and that's, you know, decades away, but we feel, and I feel, that this is actually a lot closer to our doorstep than a lot of people realize.
Carvalho says automation is one of several concerns the union has raised in contract talks with Stop and Shop. Union workers have threatened a strike if talks don't improve. Carvalho warns if people are replaced by automation, communities and businesses would suffer too.
Marty the robot doesn't eat, so he's not going to be shopping at Stop and Shop after a shift like our members do all the time.
Stop and Shop declined to be interviewed for this story, but the company agreed to answer questions via email. It says Marty is designed to work alongside employees, not replace them. Marty is just one example of new technology at Stop and Shop. Others include a small warehouse where robots assemble online orders for some Connecticut stores. And the company plans to launch remote-controlled delivery cars in Greater Boston this spring.
There certainly is, I think, an underlying expectation that at some point in the future, retailers will be able to reduce the number of human jobs in their stores.
Babson College professor Tom Davenport studies the intersection of business and technology. He says automation probably won't trigger mass layoffs in this decade. After that,
I think it's anybody's guess.
Davenport says the technology you can't see, like advertising that targets individual customers with special promotions, is already common online.
If you're worried about retailers knowing what you bought, chances are pretty good they know that already, either from your credit card or the loyalty program that you belong to. So there are lots of areas of artificial intelligence that are not particularly visible like a robot, but probably have more impact.
Marty the robot is having an impact on customers in Quincy. Nancy Owens is picking out onions when the robot rolls by. She uses a motorized cart and says Marty gets in her way.
Every time I come in here, it's like I hate that machine. I try not to get around anywhere that it is because it's just annoying, you know what I'm saying?
Quincy retiree John Franzozo says he sees Marty as just the beginning.
Hey, that's the time. I'll tell you right now, have you ever seen the new manufacturers of automobiles? Everything's robotic. Everything's automatic. Hey, that's the way things are going.
And Stop and Shop's parent company seems to agree. It plans to roll out nearly 500 Marty robots this year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miranda Suarez.